Blog Talk Radio.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go, she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
talking and I was not even on. I don't believe this. And no one would have called. I forgot to put myself on. I'm so sorry about that, folks. I'll empty thing. Let me put some music here.
I see the stars.
Can't be measured. He's bigger than big. He's bigger than the ocean. He's wider than the widest span of land. He's higher than the highest mountain. That's it. But Father God, I would have said a whole lot of things here this morning, and only Father God would have heard me. Because guess what? I muted myself. So much is thank you for just coming through. I looked down on the phone and she texted and said, nothing is coming through the radio. So I want to apologize for the dead air that was meted out to you. So if you heard nothing, it simply means your hearing is very good. Very good. But I'm going to summon Leon this morning to have him to open the prayer. I would have said it, but only the good Lord has heard me. So now that we have Leon with us, we're going to ask him to do that for us. Leon, good morning, sir, and how are you? Okay, Leon must have done the same thing that I would have done, muted himself as well. So with that, I said, Matthews, how are you doing this morning? Am I not hearing? Did not be getting anyone this morning. Yes. Hello. Good morning. Morning, morning, Matthews. Are you with me? Okay.
Yes, I'm here, but I am not. My voice is not good.
I can hear you under the weather there a little bit. So
yes.
I'm going to pick up here. Thanks again. I just wanted to say thank you for alerting me there that I was not coming through. So I would have just apologized to the folks there. So
okay.
Having said that, I think let me just play another song and then I'll just open with some prayers.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able.
Of
meantime, you can multitask. I know you're going to be here with us at the same time. Well, of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments Mr. Audley Watt. And, of course, at 10:45, we expect to hear from Debbie and Dawn with the Antigua Care. And they will tell us about the humanitarian work they're doing over there in Antigua and Barbuda and around the world, trying to heal the world, helping out the less fortunate ones that are on Mother Earth. And, of course, at 11 o'clock, we expect to hear from the class of 1972, 50 years ago. And they're celebrating everyone who would have attended Charleston Secondary School from 1967 until 1972. So they'll be bringing us up to speed with their undertakings. And that event will take place from December 18th until the 23rd. And of course, we expect to hear from maybe Linnet over there in Sotelos, what's happening in and around our neck of the woods, especially over in Nevis. An election will be held on December 12th, the local election, that is. So she might be able to bring us up to speed with what's taking place there. And of course, you too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. Of course, you're in tune to Caribbean Global Voices. I'll be your host for the rest of the day. Panel would not be with us this morning. He's a little bit under the weather. Nothing to be alarmed about. The doctors and the physicians will take care of what they have to do. But you should have told me, maybe he would have lost some body parts or portion of something. I'm not too sure about that. She'll tell us, or he'll confirm or deny. But it's still the entertainment portion. We are going to be bringing you, we're going to entertain you along the way. So, of course, we can say, spread the word. Of course, like I said, you raise your hand, the 563-999-3693. And if anything happens between now and 12 o'clock, especially in the soccer, I'm going to summon Leon to bring us up to speed with what's happening over there. Or Dennis in his PJs over there in Southern California. He will be wide awake by then, because as long as sports is on, he will be able to stay awake. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. Again, we are in tune to the Saturday morning entertainment show. Ivor Henry, your host. Well, we had Cici Wynan with the goodness of God. She started proceedings with us, so we can go into something here again. What can we have? Because you love me, maybe Jesus loved us, and because he loved us.
For all the precious to me, for all the truth that you mean to see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream.
Through
because you love me. The whispers in the morning of love asleep and tired are rolling by like thunder now as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and gentle, love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm your.
Love, and we have to put God right in the middle of that. Well, you know, we're in the middle of the, well, it's almost the end of the inspirational portion, but we cannot do this without playing something from King Obstinate. And let us hear what he has to say about A Bible for Christmas.
The spirit of Christmas is in the air. We're in the mood for giving, sharing gifts everywhere. This year I am praying before the season pass, someone will give me a Bible for Christmas. I want a Bible, it's my only wish. I want to read about Jonah in the belly of the whale. I want to read about Jericho, where the armies of God prevail. I want to read about Daniel in the lion's den. I want to read about Samson, the strongest of all men. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift. I want a Bible, it's my only wish. This is a time for celebration, of course. Somewhere along the way, that true meaning may be lost. It's all in the Bible about the birth of Christ. I want to read about it and rejoice. I want to for my Christmas gift. I want a Bible, it's my only wish. I want to read about Cain, who killed his brother Abel. I want to read about the tower of Babel. I want to read about the flood and Noah's ark, when Jesus calmed the storm and got under water and walked. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift. I want a Bible, it's my only wish.
Bye.
and rock. Mr. Cannot beg me go. I want to read about Job and the wicked King Pharaoh. I want to read about the seventh plague to free the children of Israel. And the passing of the Red Sea where Pharaoh's army fell. I want a Bible for my Christmas gift. I want a Bible, it's my only wish.
Yes. Christmas wish. Leon, I know you have your Bible. Are you going to give a Bible for Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine.
No, not a Bible, but I give something else, man. I give blessings. I pray for blessings for people.
Well, give the gift of love.
They'll get
well,
more than Bible.
Imagine.
They'll get more than Bible.
Yeah. Well, I'm multitasking at the same time. I'm doing some babysitting here. I'm doing it all the way from here in the United States on the mainland to the Virgin Islands, Kauai, in particular.
Wow.
Yes, I'm good like that. I have some cry babies.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, baby heart. Well, let's see. Let's see the Christmas table here from King Abstinence. And folks, we're going to be having 6 long hours of Christmas. It falls on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. I know some churches are not going to be having service that day. I would have heard some announcements already. So here's going to be the place to be. We're going to have worship right here, and we're going to be really bringing you some good Christmas songs. Let's see Abstinence again. We can't have just one.
As a boy, many things to enjoy, but I always kept my eye on the Christmas table. Friends and family come to the feast of fun. Welcome everyone to the Christmas table. Turkey on the table, ham on the table, chicken on the table. Pudding on the table, corn goat on the table, the Christmas table. Christmas table, here I want the table, color.
I'm telling you folks, and again, Christmas Day, 25th December, we're going to be having two shows, and we're going to be hearing much more of these type of Caribbean Calypso Christmas tunes. Well, let's see, what do we call him? Some say Jazz, some say Haile Selassie, some say King. Let's call him Jesus. Good morning to Sister Donna, who is headed into work, but she has to take along the Saturday morning entertainment show with her. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me, Donna?
I'm not hearing that. Let's see if we're going to do
one better.
Okay. Okay, Donna, can you hear me now? Hello, hello.
Hello?
She's not in a position where she...
I am hearing you.
Oh, now we can hear you.
Okay, so yes, I was saying good morning. And it's a rainy morning here in New York.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, raining in New York. Are
yep.
you raining cats and dogs? What are you raining? What is raining? Raining kings and queens? What?
Just maybe. I don't know how to put it. Slightly.
Yes. Like, okay. Well, Colonel usually say something different. He said people would pee in them and say it's raining. So be careful now. Make sure it is rain. make sure that rain, because some people say it's rain when it's not raining. Leanne, we're saying good morning to you.
Okay, good morning,
Donna.
Leanne. And who
Pleasant
else
good
is on?
To you.
Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis is there. Yeah, Marchis is there.
Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Marchis. Good morning, all.
Yeah, and I'm babysitting Cardinal and Kathleen over there in St. Croix.
Okay. I'm about to clock in, so I'm just getting it before I go.
Okay. All right, then. Well, wish you all the best for the season, holiday season, and prepare yourself for a long haul on Christmas Day. I know you're not going to be working, so you'll be a part of the marathon we're going to be having here on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we're still going to have the cricket show, so it's going to be all day on the sister station as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know the usual. You work smart and not hard.
Yeah.
Okay? And always give of your best. And if you're going to be a doodle cleaner, be the best doodle cleaner you can be.
All righty.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Oh, same to you. Good hearing you. Well, let's see.
Right.
This is one is for Leon especially. I always remember him when I hear this one.
Okay. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the valley. When things go wrong,
yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same God. Well, folks, here's where we're going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. We really truly hope you would have enjoyed the selection played. I had a little hiccup in the beginning there where I was muted. Leon himself was muted, but we recovered, and I thought we would have recovered well. Well, just about this time, you know, we are standing by for sports, and as Netherlands takes on the USA in this first match in the round of 16, I'm sure that's going to be high on the agenda coming up shortly. So, folks, we are into sports at this time, and we are waiting for David. But again, like I said, the number is 563-999-3693. And Leon, you can always feel free to come on in and give us with anything that's happening during this game as well, and even partake in this sports here as well. We extend that invitation to Dennis as well, because, you know, sports is high and big on the agenda. Football is big on the agenda for tomorrow as well. So, as we await David, let's go ahead and rally around the West Indies in the meantime, because they too are doing pretty well for themselves, and up to the task, I dare say, but it could be done. Just another 300 runs. They can probably bat, save the day, or be aggressive, and win the match down there, down under in Australia. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and welcome to the Block Talk Radio Caribbean Global Voices. What is up, David Maitland? Good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, Marjorie. Good morning, Lynette. Audley. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Just like to say, well, as I say, Ivor, welcome to the Saturday Morning Show, the Sports Edition. First, we'll start out with soccer, Ivor. As we know, World Cup fever is in the year, and we're now down to the business end of the game, where the rubber meets the asphalt. You win and you're in, lose and you go home. So that's where we get to your rival with this round of 16 right now being played. Presently, U.S. is up this morning. But that brings me some scores from yesterday. Ghana First is Uruguay, Ghana 2, Uruguay. Uruguay 2, Ghana is it. And then South Korea, Portugal. South Korea 2, Portugal 1. And Serbia and Switzerland, which was a shootout game there, Iva, is Serbia, Switzerland 3, Serbia 2, and Cameroon and Brazil. Cameroon did defeat Brazil 1-0, but they end up being out of the World Cup. So that's what's happening there locally. Now, as the bracket stands, you have Netherlands versus the U.S. is the first up, and Argentina will play Australia next. And you have Japan versus Croatia. That's on December 5th. Then on December 4th, you have France versus Poland, England versus Senegal. Then on the 5th, you have Japan versus Croatia, and then Brazil versus South Korea. And then on the 6th, you have Morocco versus Spain, and Portugal versus Switzerland. So that's what's happening in coming up. Looking forward to the one in World Cup fever now. All soccer lovers around the world, everything stops when World Cup is in the air. Next, we'll move on to cricket, Ivo. In a second, I lost my stuff here. Lost my cricketing stuff. I just had it up here and I lost it. We'll go to local cricket. Where did this thing go? Yeah, I lost my thing here that I had up here. But give me a second here. I'll find my. I end up losing my okay. All right. All right, so that should be up. Okay, Ivor, let's start with what's happening in international cricket. The game Australia-West Indies, and what a game that is right now, Ivor. Australia making 598 for 4 declare, and in that match, Ivor, we chase ball all day with in that 584. We had 2 double century in that game, the Ivor, which is we have Lover Shane getting 204, and Steve Smith getting 200 even, with Travis Head getting 99, and Usman Khawaja getting 65. The pick of the bowler in that game was Craig Brathwaite, 2 for 65. The wicket going to Jordan Steele and Carl Mears. In West Indies batted, they started out well, but fade away. I thought they were going to put up a better score there, but they fade in the end. They only made 283 all over Australia, the 1940s following. It Skipper Craig Brathwaite, it in 64. It is where we lost this game. Even though he made 64, from 166 ball. Tinger and Shannon Paul getting 51. And Jermaine Blackwood, this is another thing again. Jermaine Blackwood get 36 from 108 ball with Shamar Brooks, his sub replacement sub, getting 33. And Jason Holder getting 27. Now, Ivor, I don't understand. I see the spinner bowling there, the leg slip, are we still trying to glance the ball into the playing a sweep shot? And see Jeremy Dacko get a full toss of the spinner and he taps it back to the bowler. I also see Barner getting a couple of full toss and he just tap them in the cover and run two runs. They were so defensive and so timid that, you know, guys keep bowling bounce at them and you're jumping up and down. Jermaine Blackwood again, you know, I think our batters, them, they played so timid in that first innings. It's unbelievable. Right? And we soak up too many dart ball bowling those games. No, bowling for Australia. I know you guys will discuss this in depth more on the cricket show on Sunday. But bowling, Pat Cummins got 3 for 34 from 20 over with 7 maidens. And yeah, Michelle Starr got 3 for 51 from 22 over with 7 maidens. And Nate Lyon getting 2 for 61. Yeah, I said they did not enforce the follow-on. They made 182 for 2 in their second innings. The Lovers King getting 100 not out, 104 not out, and David Warner getting 48. Steve Smith, 20 not out. This gentleman makes 104 from 110 ball. He had some 34 and 2 sixes in that inning. So I don't know if it's two different wickets we're batting on, or maybe it's a bowling that is bad. They were just a wicket for Tamar Roach and Ralston Chase. It Rose getting 1 for 30. He ended up having to leave the field due to some injury. And Ralston Chase getting 1 for 31. Now we're batting now, Ivor, and we're 192 for 3 with Skipper Brathwaite, which I think is a better performance this time. He faced 161 ball and he has 101 runs not out in there, which is some 11 fours. And Shana Paul again, this is second innings in his first test, he got 45, 126 balls. Jermaine Blackwood is in 24 from 62. So they're 192 for 3 at present. Because the bowler is Nate Lyon with 2 for 64. So that's what's happening in that game there, the West Indies game. We're going on today, or it seems like Netherlands must have score Ivor against U.S. As we speak. We go on to the Pakistan game. And what a game is this, Ivor? England on the day one, making 506 in 75 overs. I've never heard of that. Heard of teams making 300, never heard of team making 500 runs in one day, and not in the full 20 overs were bowled in that day. So that was, I don't know if the ground staff decided to see a lot of runs, why he made a pitch like that, prepare a pitch like that, but that was no good with four top batsmen getting century. With Harry Brooke hitting 153 from 116 ball driver. He had some 19 4 and 5 sixes. They must have think this was a T20 game. Zach Crawley getting 122 from 111. He had some 21 fours in that. And Ollie Pope getting 108 from 104. He had some 14 fours. And Ben Duckett getting 107 from 110 ball. There's some 15 fours there. And bringing up the rear guard, Brent Strauss getting 41 from 18 ball. He had 6 fours and 2 sixes. Ali Robinson getting 31. Will Jack getting 30, and 23 went to Joe Root. So those were the main countries bowling for Pakistan. Naeem Shah getting 3,404 from 24 overs. And Zaid Ahmed, he made a double century in that game, Maiva. He got 4,235. And Muhammad Ali getting 2,424. So they were chasing leather all day in that game there. So they end up, as I said, England end up making a final score of 657. They end up finally making that game. Now Pakistan respond very strongly, 499 for 7, with 3 at the top batsman getting 100. Skipper Babar Azam getting 136. He has some 19-4 and a 6 in that. Iman Hulak getting 121. He has some 15-4s and 2 6s. Abdullah Shafiq getting 114. He got some 13-4s and 3 6s. With 37 from Saud Shakir, 29 from Mohammed Rizwan. Those are the main contributors there. So they are 499 for 7 right now. Bowling for England, Will Jacks getting 3,432. And Jack Leach getting 2,460. He's always with a piece too. So Robinson and Anderson. So that's what's happening international, Ivor. And what's happening locally, we have the U.S. Open scheduled to start next week. I don't know how long that's going to run for. I don't have an ending date for that. I know it starts next Monday.
15th. Huh? 15th.
So you're talking about that conference is going to be running for 2 weeks, Ivor?
Yeah, from the 10 days. From the 10 days. From the 10th, from the 5th to the 15th.
Wow. Okay, so that's what's happening there with U.S. Open. Now, we also have local cricket. Is on today, starting at 10 o'clock at Grand Piccolo, you have Miami Chargers versus Mega Blasters. Tomorrow, this is December 4th at 9 o'clock at Neymar Regional Park South. Is Ambassador versus South India. And at 9:30 at Central Grand Regional Park 3 and 4, Underdogs versus Titans. And at 10 o'clock at Trajan's Park, you have Atlantic versus St. Lucie. At John Mullins, St. Best versus Strikers. Got the Sports Park. Got Tritons versus Miami Lions. And Florida Cricket Academy versus Palm Beach Gladiators. That's at Neymar Regional Park North. And at Mark Brown, you have Coconut Creek versus Tropics International. And Grand Piccolo Park South. You have BCC Ignite versus Eagles, Palm Beach Hurricane versus Challengers at John Prince Park, Florida Tigers versus Myrtle Grove at Grand Piccolo Park North, and then at 2:30 at Central Broad Regional Park 1 and 2, you have Tufan versus South Florida Sunrises. So that's what's happening locally here, Ivor. And just to go back to international cricket, yeah, West Indies women will play a day-nighter tomorrow against England. And then on Tuesday, they have them at 1 p.m. There's another, these are ODI games, the second ODI and then the third ODI at 1 p.m. And North Sound, these are all games is playing into the same venue. And Sunday, we start the first T20. It's night, England versus West Indies. And then on the, that's Sunday the 11th, and on the 14th, they move to Bridgetown, Barbados, where they'll play, you know, the rest of the T20s on the 14th, the 17th, the 17th and the 18th. They will play, and the 22nd would be the rest of those T20s. So West Indies women will be engaging. They'll be engaging England women down there. Pakistan and Bangladesh will play ODI starting tomorrow. So that's what's happening here with sports, Ira, locally. Sorry today. I'm sorry that I lost my info while I was in the middle of my sports here. I apologize to the listeners. Okay, Ira, so
yeah,
that's what's happening locally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Good, of course, bringing us up to speed. I really want to know if you would have recovered from your favorite team, Qatar, getting knocked out, the host of the World Cup. Have you recovered as yet, Dave? I know that was your favorite team in the tournament.
Yeah, you've never seen me walking around with my turban and stuff, man. You're losing it, man. So,
this conceit cheering along for Qatar. David,
you know, this tournament produced a lot of upset there. The teams we expect to be there are going home. Teams like Germany, you know, Belgium, you know, they're all gone. Some of the top teams are out. So it's leading the U.S. 1-0 right now.
Yes.
U.S. Is behind the 8 ball.
Well, behind the 8 ball. Well, like you said, the winner stays and the loser goes home.
Yeah.
What's happening right now is do or die.
Yeah.
Should have done it into the realm of 16, but they need to just push on, press on. It's not over yet.
I still have 22 minutes into this half here.
Yeah, I have Brazil coming in first, second, and third. So I don't know who's going to come in the fourth place.
But you see what's happening there? Both them and France make some 9 changes and they end up losing to those teams. Even though they would not put them out of the competition. But, you know, and Neymar hasn't played since he played the first game. So. You know,
I don't know if I'm superstitious or not, but yesterday I'm looking at the game and I'm saying, listen here, I need for them to lose a game. They love average, so they will lose a game. So they might as well just lose a game now when they have nothing to lose, rather than to go into the round of 16, semifinals, you know, quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, and lose it there. So that's a game that lose. So now they don't have a game to lose. So that was my target.
No, they can't because they have to win to continue rival.
When you're in. But onto the David thing, and again you're gonna hear it tomorrow on the sports show at 6 until 9 when the heavyweight comes in. But Bradtwaite taking over 53 overs to make 64 runs. That's not a good thing. You can't lead from the front like that, and we just look at numbers. Oh, he made 64. No, you ain't going back no 50 overs to make no 64 runs at this level to win a match.
I was looking at Banner, seeing Banner play. I've never seen Banner wear a chest guard. Banner had on this. I spoke to Lara and those commentators, because even Lara was commentating on it. Had this big matchup around his side. I can see Brathwaite always wear his, but you can see that it's something that is fitted for him. With the one that Banner had on wasn't fitted for him. You could see this big old thing puffing up around his chest. I don't know if he had put a pad around there or something, but it wasn't, didn't look, you know, for you to be a number three batsman. And it's, you know, he's looked at it. I see Blackwood jumping up and down playing ball that he can just easily just throw out of the way of it. You know, so to me, it looked like they were so timid, and even Lara himself was talking about how these guys are playing so timid and so defensive. You know,
Lara is the best person to say that, because Lara used to be jumping and hopping from even Glenn Magua bowling a little short pitch. So, but I always say horses to horses. I wouldn't have taken Bonner to Australia. Bonner is afraid of the short pitch bowling, just like a Bravo. And I don't think they have the guts to stay. Bonner is afraid. And that's not the first time he's been hit and hit in the head. Yeah. These guys go ducking when West Indians, there's a ball that West Indians hook Fredericks and those guys.
Yeah,
hooking ball
that's
down,
what I'm saying.
Nose, man.
We bowled those bouncers at Lover Shane, and he's hooking at them. I don't see what, because the bowler and hit him out of the park a couple of times. He's not going to bowl it there anymore. You know,
these guys,
you let
them
know
mind him.
You're not afraid. You feel like you're afraid he's going to continue.
Yeah, when India came to the West Indies and Beatty declaring one match twice and they're running, that's what it is. You can't be going playing hurt. Those selectors on hand there. You have to say, Banner is not suited for the quickest pitch in the world. Not in Australia. I going to pick the person with some guts. And you have to give it to young son.
I was just talking to someone, my buddy, Trini. I was telling Trini. I said, listen, when people like Banner score so much that ball, I was talking to him before the test match even started. They were saying, when people like Banner soak up so many that balls, to make 30 or whatever, 150, 160 balls to make 30. It doesn't help the cricket. You rotate the strike. And I said, all the Australian commentator was talking about them not rotating the strike, letting one bowler bowl at you for how many overs. He's going to set you up.
Well,
he's going to find where your problem is.
Our skipper, that's how he plays. That's how we bat. And anybody plays with him, unless they bat like him, they're not going to survive. Chandler Paul is the right man to be batting with the Brathwaite. Because the other folks who bat with him, they want to play for West Indies, so they will try to push on and carry on. Chandler Paul, and the advice of his father, and maybe something that's inherited somewhere along the line, is going to bat his style. He can push on, but he's not going to give away his wicket either. The other West Indian batters who open with bats over the years, their instruction is to push on to compensate for the slowness of Brathwaite. Like you said, the second inning was much better, but he can do it, so I don't know why he don't keep on doing it. Yeah, you're trying to score 1,000 runs, you're trying to whatever, and up your average and stuff. But we need to put ourselves in a position to win. We're always playing to either draw a match or for your personal accomplishment. And we're not going to win matches against the top 8 teams. I'm not even saying the top 4, the top 8 teams batting the way we are batting. I don't care what they say. Horses for courses. In this match here, I would have picked Thomas, a man with guts who's going to take on the bowling and hook and cut and pull. I'm going to pick him and say, listen, you have guts, you have, let's go for glory. And this is what these selectors on hand are not picking. I could pick the team, close my eyes, knowing what they would do. I picked the team exactly how I think he was going to think. Leonard put out a team and said, the players, what we will have. And of course, when I picked the team, the exact same team, because I know that's what they're going to do. Imagine you have a team with Chase, who would have debuted with 100 and taking 5 wickets in the same match when he debuted. He's batting at number 8 for us, and we're getting bowled out in less than a day.
I'm just going to look at this gentleman because I said I don't like how we just, you know, pigeonhole some of the players there. I look at a Brandon King. If we don't have John Campbell here, I would think he would be suited to play in all formats of the game. I just looking at his batting, I'm hoping he continues to go from strength to strength. But I mean, yeah. I don't see why we continue with some of these guys here that we select. Well, right now Shamar Brooks came in as a concussion replacement, and until he get out. And even up to yesterday, I was listening to the commentator, and they were talking about Brooks batting compared to all those other guys. He looked like he was playing on a different pitch. The same thing until the whole day he got out himself. You know, I don't know why we don't play three shots in a game when a man is behind you and you're trying to plant a ball down the leg side. Any little touch you get, you're going to be out. You understand?
David, you hit the nail on the head when you say too many duck balls. Do you know Stephen Smith was on 20 not out and did not hit a boundary?
Yeah.
In his 20. And they were trying to score runs, whatever, but he makes sure he's not tucking up balls. He is getting off strike and at least running his singles and what have you. You don't have to always hit boundaries in test matches. But rotate the strike. It's so easy. But like I said, Steve Smith, the guy who I've been following, and I predicted he was going to be captain of Australia when he was there as a doubly leg spin bowler, and it came to pass. And I'm now saying, I don't think he's going to get to 41. Ricky Ponting has, what, 41 test centuries. It's hard for him to get to that in his thing. But he's going to get to Steve Waugh. Steve Waugh is, what, 33. He now has, what, 29. I think one other person is in front of him there. I don't remember the name. But he's going to pass those guys. But getting up to one like Ricky Ponting, he's going to take some doing because he's in his 30s now. But who said that test cricket is dead? I mean, I know a lot of time people go to test cricket, the purists and the people who understand cricket, you don't go that day for results. You go to remember a good spell of bowling. You go to remember some good batting, good fielding or something.
In that Pakistan game there, I see Raja is mad saying what kind of wicket that they steal for that Pakistan team in the world. I did not see that in it, but I'd love to watch that first day there, Ivan, because I'm telling you, the ball must have been traveling all day. I was telling someone that I said, those guys, when they finished that day, they must have gone inside and put their boots in a water to hold the fair that the shoes were in because they were chasing lead all day.
Yes. Like I said, tomorrow, David, trust me, especially the World Cup round of 16 would have started. We have these test cricket. We're going to have some form of result tomorrow at 6 o'clock, definitely. So the heavyweight's going to be in on the cricket show, and this is going to be good night and heated. The last couple of discussion, David, you have to get in there. They had some great reviews. They're saying, man, it was lively, up and heated, and people strong in their opinions and stuff. So it's getting there. The talk of the town. Tomorrow, I'm sure it's not going to be anything different. I'm going to... it's 10:34. We expect to hear from Don Demi in the next couple of minutes, so 10:45. Maybe I should go on and look. But this Cardinal is not going to be on his listening, but he's not going to be audible. Let me see if I can do justice to the birthday's anniversary and events that would have taken place on this date. And that's compliment Mr. Andy Watson. So let's see what we have here.
Well, it's a birthday hour. say good. I will talk again next week. We'll to the listeners. All right, take it easy.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Good. Thanks. That's David. Yeah, that was David with sports there. So let's go and say good morning. Birthdays and anniversaries for December the 3rd. This is the 337th day of 2022. We're going to go all the way to 365. We have Ken Funston, Mark Boucher, this is South Africa, as a matter of fact, William Milton, Charles Willoughby. They're having birthdays today. Over in England, we have Trevor Bailey. We know Trevor Bailey, commentator as well, great cricketer. Les Ames. In Australia, Albert Tibbet Cotter. In New Zealand, we have Richard Reed. Sri Lanka, Ashley De Silva. India, Mahali Raj. Scotland, Reina Omar Hussein. In Netherlands, we have Mohammed Kassif. We have now pop and rock singer, songwriter, Andy Grammer. He makes 39 today. Actor Brennan Fraser, he is 54. Actress Daryl Hannah turns 62. Singer Montrell Jordan, he's now 54. The rock singer Ozzy Osbourne, he turns 74. Actress Amanda Seyfried is 37. Stand-up comic and actress Tiffany Haddish is now 43 years of age. Singer Andy Williams, the Moon River, he was born in 1927. Football striker for Spain, the man David Villa, he's a cool 41. Televangelist Benny Hine, he is 70. Rajendra Prasad, that's the first president of India from 1950 to 1962. He was born in 1884. Alicia Sacramon, the former American artistic gymnastic, she turns 35. The Australian journalist Kerry Blackmore, he is 42. She's 42. The rapper Lil Baby is 28. Young, milk still in the eyes, still in the face. Frank Sinclair, the Jamaican soccer defender, with 28 caps, plays for Chelsea and Leicester City. He now turns 51. In 1586, we have Sir Thomas Harriot introduces potatoes to England from Colombia. Oh, so we thought it's just drugs coming out of Colombia? No, not such a thing. In 1689, the first recorded successful separation of conjoined twins, Elizabeth and Catherine Majorin, that was completed by Swiss surgeon, what's his name there, Fatio, and that was in Basel. In 1775, the first official U.S. flag raised, the Grand Union flag, aboard naval vessel USS Alfred. In 1835, the first U.S. mutual five insurance company issues first policy. That's over in Rhode Island. 1847, we have abolitionist Frederick Douglass. He publishes first issues of his newspaper, the North Star. In 1868, the first black on the U.S. trial jury appointed for Jefferson Davis' trial. That was the first black. Oh, that was way back then, 1868. In 1917, after nearly 20 years of planning for construction, the Quebec Bridge, Canada, it finally opens to traffic after two fire collapses. Hopefully nobody died when those bridges were collapsed. In 1931, Alka-Seltzer goes on sale. In 1946, the U.S. government asked UN to order dictator Francisco Franco out of Spain. 1948, first U.S. woman army officer not in medical corps sworn in. 1950, Paul Harvey, you know, and the news commentary. He premiered nationally. That was in 1950. Paul Harvey, we remembered him with the News. 1956, basketball icon Wilt Chamberlain makes his much-anticipated varsity debut. Scores 52 points and grabbed 31 rebounds. Also, he's not just known for sleeping with a whole lot of women. On his debut, he scored 52 points, 31 rebounds. 1962, Edith Spurlock Sampson, sworn in as the first U.S. black female judge. 1967, first human heart transplant performed in South Africa by Dr. Christiane Bernard on Louis Watkanski. He died 18 days later from lung infection and pneumonia. 1967, we'll not forget that in St. Kitts and Nevis, 1967, when we had the Anguillans decided that they're going to be separating from St. Kitts and Nevis. But anyway, we're talking 1967, the assassination attempt made on the life of Bob Marley and others during a concert rehearsal in Kingston, Jamaica, the land of wood and water. 1971, India invades West Pakistan, claiming hundreds of lives and starting the full-scale Indo-Pakistan War of 1971. I'll read it again just for Virgil Francis. In 1971, India in caps now invades West Pakistan, claiming hundreds of lives and starting the full-scale Indo-Pakistan War of 1971. Goes on until today. 1979, 11 members of the audience trampled to death during a stampede to claim unreserved seats for a concert by The Who at the Riverfront Coliseum, Cincinnati, Ohio. We all know of that group, The Who. And 1986, chasing the West Indies 248-5, the Sri Lankans were sensationally dismissed for just 55 in Cricket's Champions Trophy in Sharjah. In charge of West Indies pacer Courtney Walsh, he took 5 for 1-1 in 4.5 overs. So 4.3 overs, which is 4.5 overs. That's correct. 1989, Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and U.S. President George H. Walker Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, he declared the Cold War over. In 1995, England cricket wicketkeeper Jack Russell dismisses Clive Steen with his record 11th catch in second test versus South Africa. And what time do we have here now? I guess the ladies are standing by. We're going to get them in a minute or two. Stand by. We're going to be finishing up birthday's anniversary in a minute. In 1999, former West Indies opening batsman Conrad Hunt, he died in Sydney, Australia on this day. He was only 67 years of age. 2019, 70th anniversary of NATO marked the gathering in London of world leaders and reception by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. 2019, we have Kamala Harris ends her campaign to be Democratic candidate for the president. And that's where we end birthdays, anniversaries, and the events that will take place on this date. And with that, we're going to be heading over to the ladies. I sure Dawn and Debbie, are they in as yet? No, they're not here as yet. They're going to be standing by in another minute or two, perhaps so. Again, we want to say good morning to Ma Ruby. That's Brother Audley's mother. And we want to say thanks to her for loaning us Mr. Audley Watson. So we have Michael Jackson standing by for when the ladies come on in. If not, we'll have some representation for them coming up in a minute.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world,
make it a better place.
There's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see.
Oh, okay.
In this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams,
yeah. I want someone to
existing and start
you
living.
Yeah. When I pull you, I feel the city down with you. Come on, let's get up. Thank you.
Make it a better place,
okay.
For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for living, make a better place for you and for me.
And the dream we were conceived in will reveal a joyful face. And the world we once believed in will shine again in grace. Then why do we keep strangling this when we first crucify our soul? Though it's plain to see this world is heavenly. We just love. We fly so high, let our spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you.
All right, well, we are going to try to heal the world, and we have not heard from Don and Debbie, but I'm going to ask Dennis to put his pen down and put his paper down, turn his book over, get away from the TV a little bit, because he's trying to will the U.S. team on and upwards. He'll tell us about that just before he represents the Antigua Care out of Antigua and Barbuda. Good morning, Dennis, and how are you today?
Good morning to you, Ivor, and good morning to all your listeners around the world, wherever they may be. Today is a sort of celebratory day for the United States, having reached that round of 16 in the World Football Cup. It's unfortunate that the United States now getting a lesson in organization, 2-0 down, but... I think after the halftime break, there'll obviously be some recharge and reorganization. So I expect them to come out fighting again. Now, it's time for Debbie and Dawn, we're hoping. And Christmas is just around the corner. And this is a time for giving, caring, and, of course, sharing. And we have to thank Debbie, Dawn, and the group from the Antigua Barbuda Care for their caring and sharing of their time, their efforts, and their hard work in assisting those who are less fortunate and who are in need of help and support during not only this time of the year, but throughout the entire year. We have been listening to Debbie, Dawn, and, of course, the Antigua Barbuda Care Society group pitching and seeking assistance, and we hope that the listeners, wherever they are, will make an effort to dig deep at this time of the year to try to help those who are less fortunate, not just in monetary terms, but if you have goods, you have material for building, you have clothes. These are all items that are and would be welcome. So don't hesitate to dig and search and look and come up with whatever you can to assist the Antigua Barbuda Care. And I'm not sure if Debbie and Dawn is in yet, but until they arrive, we want to say, Debbie and Dawn, we certainly appreciate all that you and the Bermuda, the Antigua Care group have been doing for those in need. Ivor, back to you.
Yes, thank you, Dennis, and thanks for that representing of the Antigua Care. Dawn and Debbie, as usual, they're well represented. Well, they're healing the world, and we'll help them heal the world right here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. This is Caribbean Global Voices.
Heal the world, make it a better place.
Thank you.
Ivor.
Yes, yes, we have you, Dennis. Come on in.
Yes, Ivor, I think we should at this time remember to give the contact information for Debbie and Don. Debbie?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Debbie Campbell, nyc@aol.com. That is an email address for Debbie Campbell. And the number I have for Debbie changed, but I know I have 845-820-6598. And
that's still good.
That's 845-820-6598. And Dawn, I have a number of 785-554-5628. That may or may not be still the same, but I hope you can correct it if you have it. And once again, take the opportunity to remind the listeners that the season of goodwill is here. Debbie Campbell, Dawn Curtin, and the group from the Antigua and Barbuda charity organization, they are here to help in the fight to eliminate hunger, to clothe some who are in need of clothing, help to build homes and whatever. So please help them to support those in need. We ask you to donate whatever you can in money, goods, or material. And whatever you can, however you can, there is no limit. Material, money, clothing, food, sporting goods, school, and even medical equipment. So do reach out to Debbie and Dawn. Debbie is reachable at debbiecampbellnyc@aol.com. And her number is 845-820-6598. And Dawn, 785-554-5628. That is back to you, Ivor.
Everybody talking about the country and how the native land is the best.
Nevis, nice, nice, nice. That's the King Miko out of Nevis there, singing Nevis, nice there for you. And
We haven't seen anyone from the class of 1972. I think they're taking a sabbatical today. But nonetheless, they're going to be having some activities over there in Nevis from the 18th of December until the 23rd. And there's going to be a magazine out. And, of course, they're asking you to put an ad in the paper to make sure, in the magazine. And the magazine is one they're hoping to be a keeper. So at least you'll get to see your either your personal identification, or if you want to put a business in it as well, or whatever you want, write something. It's a keeper, that's my understanding. So somewhere along the line, we want you to keep in touch. But I try calling Cecilia, and I think she's going to be not available today. And President Moulton, they have not heard from me. In the meantime, let's see what we can do for Christmas. Kitchener, come on in.
Christmas greeting is really a wonderful thing. For everybody appears to be really happy. They get together and greet each other with a slogan, have a drink, my dear. You know Christmas comes only once a year. So what we waiting for? Honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more. I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day. So let we drink and say Merry Christmas. Cheers to all of us. Christmas morning, you wake with a lovely feeling. Music playing, you just want to keep on jumping. As things get warmer, up come your next door neighbor. Neighbor, don't you know, you must charge your whiskey before you go. So what we waiting for, honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more, I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day, so let we drink and say Merry Christmas, cheers to all of us. The strong emotion you notice on this occasion. For you're always anxious to give a present for Christmas. We give out freely and wholeheartedly. Universally, Christmas is the greatest festivity. So what we waiting for, honey, let we celebrate. Fill me glass with more, I can hardly wait. Darling, this is Christmas Day, so let we drink and say Merry Christmas, cheers to all of us.
Love and happiness is what we need. No one, no one will stretch that loving hand. Everybody sitting down on earth, watching the other man. While war and crime and violence gone rampant in every land.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
They say he made us above the animal.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
They're living on your night. No animal kill for spite. Only we humans. One can live, destroy life. Lord, I say that the time has come for us to get on our knees and lift our head to the trees, to the very sky above you.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Let there be happiness in our soul.
Known to be walking the straight and narrow.
But in November, there was two police officers that actually dragged a lady out of an apartment, half naked. As a matter of fact, nothing on the bottom. She was being evicted, and she sat on the floor, refused to leave. When the officers were called in, of course, they asked her, maybe very nice, I'm going to say, in British, like to leave, and the word that uttered from her was that he's Muslim and asked not to be touched. And when they proceeded to touch her, she made it known that she was not properly dressed. She had no clothing on the bottom. And the officers, one of them said, we can do this nicely or we can do it forcibly, get you out of the house. Which the cam footage revealed that they did. Handcuffed her and dragged her across the floor and leave her outside of the apartment. Well, so far, I think there's an investigation that is being had at this time. The two officers, they're suspended until further investigations. But I don't understand. I mean, first of all, maybe I should ask, if they would have known a lady was involved, they could have sent maybe a lady officer on the scene. And I don't understand this eviction thing. Maybe lady thought she had some right of being, you know, to the place, being there. And even though these judges or magistrates would sign these things off, I think they just signed these evictions willy-nilly. One party going and say, this person have no business being here on the property, they're trespassing or for whatever you, and they just sign up and say they should be removed at a certain time. And then the enforcers would just come and just decided, well, we're going to get you out of here. So if the person decided not leaving willingly, whether they were summoned to court or they did not go, I don't think they should be manhandled to leave. There's always two sides to a story and then the edges. And people think they can just pitch people here and pitch people there. That's why I played the song, Lamentation. You know, we need some peace in the world. A short bit of song, not by power, not by might. There's too much might on one side. I always say, as a police officer, you're there to, yes, the laws are there, you enforce them. But you're still there to protect the citizens as well. And you're not, no judge, no jury, you're not, you know, there's, I don't get it. Sometimes you just take matters into your own hand because you're wearing a badge. And there's power in the badge, I can tell you that, having worn one myself. Sometimes you feel you're bigger than life. But in this day and age, with so much around, cameras around, the phones are equipped, apart from the police officers who are now wearing body cam. These guys have to be mindful of these things. I'm not saying that the Muslims should have more rights than anybody else. This goes for anybody. But more so, if you know the Muslim, these people of that faith and some of their principles and stuff, I think you should acknowledge those persons' right to their way of living. Same way, like I said, if I had to write the books, I would say, no, you shouldn't have these, as Lynette would say, gender-confused people. But they have that right to survive, and they have that right to live, and they have a right to their way of living. So again, I don't think the law should be in the books to manhandle these people by force. There ought to be a better way. I don't think anybody should put their hands on anybody. Police are no police, especially an adult. Yes, the Bible did say, you don't spare the rod and spoil the child. But I don't think he meant that you go out and you beat the people, because in authority, you always feel like you can forcibly move somebody. But what if the other person is just as strong as you are? They have the same gun on your waist, they have it on their waist. And when you make an attempt to hold them, they decide, I'm going to defend myself. Then what we have? Maybe war. That's what I'm saying. there should be a better way to get things done other than you taking your hands to put on anybody. Now, that's how I see it. The person to be aware said, okay, yeah, you voluntarily, no, I did something. But once you have to come into force, because the person might be resisting because they don't think they should be in handcuffs. It's not everybody who is willfully going to do something in broad daylight, put their hands and say, here it is. They might do something and run away. I'm not speaking about those persons. I'm saying here's a dispute, domestic violence. Let me use that. You're in the home. The person that normally makes the call, especially if it's a lady. If it's against a male, as soon as the officers come in, they just handcuff the guy and just rough him up and decide, this lady calls, so you're wrong. And I'm saying, what if the guy decides, listen here, yes, you were called, so you should hear what is going on before you just come in and say, one have to go, and since she make the call, is you have to go. Many times and oftentimes people are put out of their own home. Yeah, because, again, the woman made the call, visiting the guy, and they don't ask the question. The lady was visiting the apartment, but she made the call, and you run him out of his house and leave the woman in the man apartment. That's what I said. You just can't come, put your hand on a person, because you got a report. And a female make a call. You see a man and a woman, so the man is already wrong. You pick him out of his own apartment without hearing a word. So, I just thought that was something that we'd bring to the fore here. And if you're asking me, I'm going to say it again. Drugging is still different from somebody voluntarily walking, or if you enable them into walking, as opposed to dragging somebody. And again, once you're in handcuffs, normally you're handcuffed behind your back. You mean to tell me two officers cannot pull up a woman, maybe wet her down with stones in her pocket, can't even weigh 100 pounds, and escort her out, other than drag her across the floor and leave her outside of a place? Animals have more rights than people. I'm not saying that to degrade animal lovers or animals either, but the animals, they've got to be beneath human beings. They don't care what anybody say. They are. I'm not a hater of animals, so don't get me wrong either. But when we're going to equate it, you should not be caring for more animals than me. A guy stoned a dog, and the 911 will be flooded that somebody's stoning a dog. A guy stoning another guy outside. And people pass with their head high and keep going. Make no call. A car would knock down somebody. And rather than even go ahead the person or call, they just keep their head straight, especially if it's black and black, or especially if that black person involved. But you dare step on a cockroach in front of a person who said they love life and animals. Doomsday. I can say that. Well,
we'll be right back. When corruption ceases, there is nothing to fear. tyranny will persist. This day is an oppressed. Arise and distress. No power, no power, no power in this world. And all the people request for freedom, freedom, freedom. I say freedom, no power, no power, no power, none at all.
Telling you, man, I'm jumping and sweating in the cold. King Shortshirt, the monarch out of Antigua. Whoa. The voice was in baritone, but the waist is wire waist. I ain't calling nobody name, not a soul. All you want. Listen.
Listen. I want a new motorist. Stop driving reckless. You bike out today, crash it tomorrow, you're tired, getting flow. Motor car is for transport, but you driving it for sport. You driving too wild, driving for tire, for you crash up all the while. Slow down, I tell you. Slow down, I warn you. You don't want to die. Oh no, we don't want to cry. Slow down. Slow down. You violate the traffic. Break the limit. You're making 60 when you should be making 20. Slow down. Slow down. You know they're rushing, going no play. I wonder who go win the race. Man, let's get round the corner, crash them motor cars and run insurance. Private cars running higher, some of them license expire. Road that's over here in any year and the highest anywhere. Slow down, I tell you. Slow down, I warn you. You don't want to die. Oh no, we don't want to cry. Slow down. Slow down. You violate the traffic, break the limit. You're making 60 when you should be making 20. Slow down, slow down.
You're doing 60.
Ease off the gas.
You're doing 20.
Man, you are driving too far.
Slow down.
Put your foot on the brake.
Slow down.
And no make no mistake.
You're doing 60.
Obey the word code.
You're doing 20.
I don't want you overload.
Slow down.
Put on your seatbelt.
Slow down.
We need legislation to slow them fellas down. Taxis overload, buses overload, a menace on the road. Hustling for their dollars, we know we got for road users. Road that's over here in any year and the highest anywhere.
Slow down, I warn you. Slow down, I tell you. You don't want to die. Oh no, we don't want to cry. Slow down.
You violate the traffic, break the limit. You're making 60 when you should be making 20.
Slow down, slow down.
Say you slash, you slash, and next one cross. Him like a light pole end up in a big mess. Like a cow, like a bus, him a like a chuck. And if I you next, you might run out of luck.
It's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. Oh, I miss you, and the things we always share. Oh, I wish that I was there, close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is beautiful, but oh, with you it's much better, so much better. Baby, as I read out for your picture, thinking beauty's in a frame, so hold it close to me. It gets better, but could never be the same. If I could hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and cold can keep me warm, but in your arms I feel better, so much better.
I wish I could be home for Christmas.
How
I can see it on the radio. And you know who I see walking up? One hand on the hip, one hand up on the head. And she walking up, and she walking up, and she whining, and she whining, and whining. Kathleen!
Christmas is coming, every child is hoping. The old Santa will come calling. Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get here? Promise from Mama, promise from Papa, that come Christmas there'll be many gifts from Santa. Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get here? There is no reindeer in my country. He'll have to borrow me neighbor donkey. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get there? No, the house has no chimney, so how will Santa really get to me? Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get here? If his house is so far, far from Antigua, how he's going to get across all that water? Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get here? There is no reindeer in my country. He'll have to borrow me neighbor donkey. Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get there? Ho, 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 ho. How will Santa get there?
Coming down, no chimney and all that good stuff. Kathleen, you're going to get your gift, no problem. Santa will be there. Well, folks, we are just about out of time. So what can I say here at about now? Well, soccer is being played. The USA is getting whumped at this time. Next match comes up at 2 o'clock. Argentina, one of the favorites, is going to be taking on Australia. And tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we have France comes up against Poland. That's at 10 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, England takes on Senegal. So we'll have all of those scores for you tomorrow, come 6 o'clock in the p.m. And the heavyweight's going to be having that. And, of course, the cricket show will be on from 6 until 9. And you can be a part of that show by calling in 515-605-9850. Eastern Standard Time would be 7 until 10. So you have a little more time down there in terms of getting onto the show. So you can go to school, go to church, go to Sunday school, and then go again in the afternoon and be back in time at 7 o'clock for the show. Jamaica time, it's going to be 6 o'clock, just as we are going to be having it here. So, folks, West Indies, we'll have a result for you. They're playing against Australia, the men's. The ladies are playing also. So, but at least we'll have a result for you by 6 o'clock from tomorrow evening. Folks, we want to thank all of you who would have listened in and listened to this program. Every Saturday we are here, as you know, from 9 until high noon. Today, I pretty much have to do it solo. My co-host would have abandoned me and would have grumbled. And I said, Lord, help me not to grumble. But he started singing the grumble song. That's what I heard in the back of my head. Just kidding, man. Colonel, everything's going to be okay, A-okay. You were not here today, but the folks would have missed you. Saying their name on the radio, you know, it's really sounding name you can hear when you hear it on the radio. But again, I know you'll be in full force next week, Saturday. As a matter of fact, you might even have to do the show next week, Saturday. The U.S. Open in Florida is going to be on. I might very well be behind the microphone bringing you commentary. But for whatever it's worth, we'll have a show next Saturday. Stand by, Cardinal, for that. So, folks, what can I say? We are just about out of time here with about a minute to go. Again, let me remind you that the show is going to be on tomorrow on the Cricket Show from 6 until 9 in the p.m. Don't you be miss it. Leon Francis would be we will be hosting that show with co-host Dennis Heath, and hopefully I will be in. I should be making my way to Florida, but I'm not too sure about that as yet. Trying to get in there in time for Monday. The US Open starts on Monday, and it will end on the 15th. So MacTV.com, MacTV.com, will bring you all the live commentary and highlights. So, folks, that's where we're going to be ending it here. We're going home about now.
How will Tanga
folks, well, that's it. We will see you on the radio tomorrow at the cricket show at 6 in the p.m. Until next week, Saturday at 9 a.m., we will see you and be asking you to have yourself the rest of the day. Let it be the best of your day. Ta-da!